As part of his ongoing series of photo essays on Nashville's pikes, Joe Nolan writes a poem to accompany each road. This one, on Lebanon Pike, is full of hidden references to landmarks, big and small, someone might see while driving. To be exact, there are 12. Here's Joe.
By car, by bus, by boot, by bike, by truck or track, over railroad spikes, striking limestone, on and on down Lebanon Pike, radiating out from a hermitage to a hermitage, from an avenue to a cotton plantation. In Bible days and in older times, 4,000 years ago, Mount Lebanon donned its beard of cedar trees. And in the first human story, Gilgamesh slayed Humbaba the Terrible, Humbaba the Dragon-Faced. Gilgamesh stuffed that scaly skull into a sack and stole those swaying cedars from that silver sky. But here, in the future, monsters make mansions, trading legends for leisure. But the donuts are holy on Lebanon Pike, where Old Hickory drew a trail of tears, but Ira Hayes floats forever, star-spangled in a neon Iwo Jima. And Woody Guthrie never did see the Do-Re-Mi and no trespassing sign. I saw a Christmas star shine in a phone booth on Lebanon Pike. You can meet the Beatles in a Taekwondo storefront, and even the Three Stooges will pray for America once the smorgasbord has capsized. Oh, Captain, my Captain, lashed to the mast and lost and washed ashore in the desert of some little Giza, will no one help a widow's son down on Lebanon Pike?
You can see Joe Nolan's photo essay on Lebanon Pike at WPLN.org. While there, you can listen to that poem as many times as you need to catch all 12 Lebanon Pike references.